be treated to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that is a denial of yourself. I don't think that is a departure from who mm-hmm. you are. I don't think that is putting on. Certainly, if you're acting without expectation, I'm not mm-hmm. doing this thing because I want this thing to be said back to me in return. I didn't do that thing for you to compliment me. I didn't give that speech for you to be wowed, bowed over and say, oh, you're an excellent speaker. I did it and I said it and it came out that way because it was in my pleasure. It was in my truth. I stood mm-hmm. there. And if you get something from it, good. And if you didn't, that's okay too.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I did it not in service to that, but in service to me. And by being in service to me, that God knows it, I believe it will bless beyond.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there was no intention in doing it that way or doing it at all, and therefore it wouldn't have happened. So I think we choose the moments at which we have our reveals,
mm-hmm.
whatever those reveals may be. And I don't want to judge them, mm-hmm. those reveals. It's just that's where you and I are mm-hmm. with each other. And we might encounter each other on another day, and we may be someplace different because you may be someplace different. And
yeah.
your expectation of me may be different
yeah.
at that time. But what I like about this conversation is I think where we're leading to is that we're taking the value judgment off of the shallow from the depth.
Yeah. And exploring what it means. Because I appreciate you saying this is the second time you brought up reading something or like knowledge and what I perceive it to be. But that's not really the shallow or the deep. Like that's just, you know,
well, it's
what,
a form of it. It's intellectual depth. But is yeah. there's another kind that I think results in real human connection, right? Like intimacy, people will say, means into me see.
Mm-hmm.
And can you do that if there's a shell or there's a layer or there's a barrier that really, you know, maybe came as a result of a very deeply wounded place, but has created a barrier that feels very shallow? We talk about creating a safe space here. We can't create a safe space here for our podcast if we're not safe spaces
for, sure.
for ourselves
mm-hmm.
as co-hosts and also as individuals.
Yeah.
And that is a regular journey and return home to yourselves. Yeah. I also don't want to take credit for that. That's a Yachty saying to return
home to
ourselves. But it is a regular return. Like you think about going home
Absolutely.
Every single day. You have to go and check back in mm-hmm. every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes multiple times a day. Like, where am I, right?
Yeah.
Am I still who yeah. I say I am? Am I, you know, where are my conflicts? Where are my flat sides? Every single week on this podcast, I feel like there's something glaring where I'm like, oh my God, I see my hypocrisy here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna call it out
yeah.
so I can be accountable to y'all, our listeners, and keep growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is also a return home to myself.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the reveal. We're revealing, we literally layers. Are shedding layers.
Yeah.
You know, every day, probably multiple hours in a day.
Yeah.
We're shedding these layers. And so my hope is that in this conversation that will never end,
because
we're constantly wading a little bit deeper, we hope that you all will consider what depth really means and how you can wade in and out of the shallow, but making sure that you know how to create safety for yourself. So that
safety.
Yeah.
Can I
safety.
Just say one more thing? Mm-hmm. When you were talking about creating safe space for co-hosts, to me, that's the easier part.
Mm-hmm.
Creating the individual yeah. part is the hardest mm-hmm. part. Like being at peace internally and seeing your hypocrisy. You know, when you watch yourself, when you hear yourself mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, that is something that I have to sit in,
yeah.
that I have to address, I have to deal with, I have to unpack and come out better on the other side. And I don't know that we have an answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be safer in the deep end, but you have to learn to be comfortable in the deep end mm-hmm. with yourself mm-hmm. because that's your home.
That is your home.
Yeah. Welcome home, y'all.
Welcome home.
Welcome home, y'all.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this very special episode of Native Land Pod, our holiday season edition. And we're so mm-hmm. happy that you pulled up a chair and joined us at our table. You got some good recipe ideas and also some good philosophical exchange from us, from our mini pods over the years. So stay tuned for that Native Land potluck because we may be revisiting that. As always, we do want to remind you to leave us a review. What did you think about this episode? So you got time to leave us a review. So leave us a review and let us know what you thought about this episode. Also, be sure to subscribe. We're available on all platforms and YouTube. And don't forget to check out our mini pods. You saw, got a clip of what some of those mini pods are going forward. Be sure to check them out. They air every Monday and follow us on social media. We are your hosts, Tiffany Cross, Angela Rye, and Andrew Gillum. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Thank
Thank you for joining the natives. Intentional with the info on all of the latest. Rod Gillum and Cross connected to the statements that you leave on our socials. Thank you sincerely for the patience. Reason for your choice is clear. We're so grateful. It took the oath to execute roles.
WICT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
are listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe.
Ladies and gentlemen, most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain. The band and I have just returned from the General Hospital, where we caught a man in the right position. We named this song Constipation Blues.
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
All you need is a clean, well-lighted place. But nada, y pues nada. And what a dump. Hi, this is Dr. Anomia. Welcome to this edition of Wound Liquor, your tailor-made, your very own tailor-made program of the healing arts. And today we're going to be dealing with that fear of public restrooms. The fear of public restrooms. You know, over the many years of my earth weight on this planet, I have seen public restrooms evolve, as I'm sure a lot of you have too. Now you have sonic boom sounding hand vacuuming, you know, drying of hands, big vacuums, sucking vacuums. And that's replacing, oh, if you go farther back, the dirty, dingy hand towel loop machine that would eventually do full circle and, you know, you'd get somebody else's stains to dry your hands on. And the wonderful auto sensor flush toilets versus the depressing the handle with your foot because it was so germ laden. And, you know, not necessarily here. I don't think at here in public restrooms, but in Europe and in aspects of Asia, bidets and butt dryers and white noise machines and music, too. I mean, all at your fingertips after you wash your hands, obviously. Well, you know, the graffiti-less stainless steel stalls, stainless steel stalls, say that 10 times fast, versus the color fiberglass. Plaster walls, maybe, with layers of murals and invitations and desires and quips and art and all sorts of vulgarities. But what remains? What remains? The filthy, sloppy, destructive remnants of the human animals who use them. Yeah, that never changes. So, I will tell you, the the WRCT station bathrooms are immaculate. And there's like a pleasant McDonald's French fry smell in there, and sometimes horseradish. Very hard to place, but they're very clean, and they have all these features, all these wonderful modern features. So, well, you know, if you use like a Port-a-John, and I hope you never have to, but we all have, and they're horrible. You know, these plastic cones, almost as they were, plastic refrigerators. Very flimsy, no graffiti on them to distract you from the filth within. But what are you going to do? I mean, that still hasn't become more modern and updated, you know? And, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the bathrooms of terror versus the bathrooms of pleasure and peace. So, sit back. Let yourself heal. I've got the ultrasound beaming at your faces. You're going to be bombarded with a barrage of wonderful subatomic particles, specifically mentholated and medicated neutrinos. And you will heal of your fear of the the public restroom.
East, I cut it.
Go ahead.
And I have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet, tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
That's how I cut it.
It's better.
Take two.
Colonel, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. Whatever, but yes. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn
crispy crust?
It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Had every bit of his finger licking good, you see. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes. All right. Cut.
chicken with some potatoes. Chicken with some sour. When the rooster starts to grow, grab your pot and on the floor. You move out on your way, because it won't be long for the freak of me. Pop, 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 J-Lo. Chicken with some. Pop, 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 J-Lo. Chicken with some.
Pedro, my buddy.
Volare, la giunta di tre,
demoler, 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 demoler,
con A mi papá le dio por ir al parque, hacer yoga.
Al mío por ir a un club, pero no de lectura, de salsa.
Encontrar nuevos pasatiempos viene con la edad.
A mi mamá le dio por no saber a dónde va y perderse por hora.
Perderse o desorientarse, no. La confusión de tiempo o lugar puede ser una señal de Alzheimer. Un diagnóstico temprano puede ayudar a mejorar la calidad de vida de su ser querido. Aprenda las señales de advertencia del Alzheimer en 10señales.org. Patrocinado por la Alzheimer's Association y el Ad Council.
Mamá, le dio por aprender a pintar y es buena.
A mi papá por la cocina creativa y yo ya subí 6 libras.
Aprender cosas nuevas viene con la edad.
Pues a mi mamá por olvidar mi nombre y hasta de lo que hablamos.
Olvidar las que ya se conocen, no. La pérdida de memoria puede ser señal de la enfermedad de Alzheimer. La detección temprana les da tiempo a usted y a su ser querido para prepararse para el futuro. Aprenda las señales de advertencia del Alzheimer en 10señales.org. Patrocinado por la Alzheimer's Association y el Ad Council.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as light.
reading, $39.95 club only.
Thanks, call the network. This is Michael.
Yeah, I guess I'm supposed to talk to a psychic.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Oh, that's you?
That is. What's your first name and your date of birth?
Tamish, and my date of birth is 9-12-73.
Okay. What kind of stuff are you interested in talking about?
Can you do the tarot card?
No, I'm actually a clairvoyant.
What about relationships?
Okay, we can do that. What I need you to do, though, to help me get into a trance, I need you to start doing a chant with me.
Mm-hmm.
If you just repeat this after me. Mama me.
Mama me.
Mama ma.
Mama ma.
Mama mama sa.
Mama mama sa.
Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa.
Mama me, mama mama sa.
Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa.
Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa.
Yeah, just keep doing that, though.
Mama me, mama
ma, mama mama sa. Mama me, mama ma, mama sa. Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa. Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa. Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa.
Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa.
Yeah, keep it up, keep it up. Get a rhythm going.
Mama
me, mama ma, mama mama sa. Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa. Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa.
Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa.
Yeah, keep on doing it.
For how long?
Just keep. Well, okay. I'll tell you what. This, I'll do that, and you can do. I wanna be starting something. Got to be starting something. You do that. Ready? Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa. Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa. Mama me, mama ma, mama 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 sa. Mama me, mama ma, mama mama sa. Mama me, mama. Okay. Now, what were you asking about? Your relationships.
Yeah.
I see a lot of troubles here in the next couple months. Looks like 1997 is not going to be your year. In the next 3 to 6 weeks, you're going to have some problems.
Due to...
Oh, have you called the network before?
No.
Okay, see, it seems to be something related to that. It seems like your partner is interested in, like, saving money up for the kids, that kind of thing. You're more interested in, like, calling 900 numbers or lotto or that kind of thing. So that's something you're going to want to think about. You need to save ahead for the future. You're really going to have to watch yourself and budget yourself here in this next month or two and start to banking some of that away. Maybe a 401k plan, mutual fund, some CDs. You need to diversify your portfolio, of course, because, you know, a crash can happen at any time.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else for you?
No, that's
all right. Well, thanks for calling the network.
Mm-hmm.
8 miles high, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Tune into 8 miles high with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m.
What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh.
las cosas, un padre Monchín. Así son las cosas, si una se me va, me queda la otra. Si una se me va, me queda la otra. Y ay, si una no me quiere,
me quiere la otra.
Si una no me mima,
me mima la otra.
Si una no me aprieta,
me aprieta la otra.
Si una no me besa,
me besa la otra.
Ajá.
Thank you. rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
Oh Lord, I want to eat that chicken. Eat that chicken pie. Oh Lord, I want to chew it. Eat that chicken. Eat that chicken pie. Oh Lord, yes I do. I want to eat it. Eat that chicken. Eat that chicken pie. Hot chicken, hot banana. Oh Lord, I want a piece of that chicken. Look at that left hand on that boy. I want to eat it. Eat that chicken. Eat that chicken pie.
fried chicken there, boy.
Hi, it's time for... Not yet. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the fondness and reminiscence I have for the old rough-hewn public restrooms. There was some kind of a charm with that, too. I mean, yeah, filth and, a danger, but there was something very warm and kind of melancholic and... And it had its own kind of relief and release. When I was a kid, a very little kid in elementary school, my buddies and I, we went to a very small Catholic school. I mean, in total, there was probably about 88 kids. And one of the games that we liked to play was in the boys' room. Now, there was a little alcove with a door before you got into the bathroom. And in the bathroom, you know, your plaster walls, you know, it looked like it was, etched out of a cave. I mean, very, very primitive looking bathroom with urinals, but, still very, very unfriendly and just all about business. So what we would do is we'd shut the lights off and the one person, we'd play hide and go seek, and the one person would be in that alcove with the door shut. And the rest of us would hide, because the bathroom was big enough, and you could stand on the urinals, you could hang onto the ductwork, hide under the sink. I mean, we didn't care about filth or anything like that, but and it was very charming. And you know, Raymond, who was the early mature in elementary school, we're talking about, like, 10 years old. Probably about 10, I guess. And he was an early mature. He said, when you get dirt on your underside of your wrist, that means you're going to be a man. You're going through, in his own interpretation, of the manly things required of becoming a teenager. I could never figure that out. No one else could, but, he was bigger than the rest of us, and so we just let it be. But Raymond would invariably hang on to the ductwork. And one day, the ductwork was rent, and Raymond fell to the ground. Sister Rebecca heard a commotion, came in there, and we really got a... Not spanking. There was corporal punishment, but we really were reamed out as far as our... We wouldn't play during recess. That was the thing. This is one of the things we would do, during recess. We'd play this game because, just stupid. I mean, we just wanted to, very creative kids. And among us were some early matures. Anyway... Hi, it's Dr. Nomia, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and I'm going to share some more reminiscence of bathrooms, public restrooms, fondly remembered from the past, because I can. I'm old enough to remember them. But I want to tell you first, it's time for the radio calendar. Let's see what's going on, shall we? Well... It's my friends, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. I love this banjo club. So stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. Ha-cha-cha-cha, I love that stuff. I love that period. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, Branch 339, at 400 Cedar Avenue in the north side. Food and refreshments are available. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. Call 412-321-1834 for reservations. Now, the RCT calendar is heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m. If you or your organization has an event to include, and please do, we have a paucity of events to flash here. And the new year has begun, the school year has begun, so I'm sure we will be flooded with events coming up next week. If you have an event to include in the RCT calendar, please send it at least 2 weeks in advance to WRCT Calendar, 1 WRCT Plaza, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213, or email your event to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Now let us parse what's going on with the music calendar. All right, today being September the 12th at 5 p.m., Stage AE has In This Moment with Avatar and TX2. At 7 p.m., The Roboto Project has Twin Lakes, Pinky Lemon, and Frog Legs. At 7 p.m. at Spirit Hall, we have Russian Circles with Juna. At 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, we have Sweeping Promises with Hemlock for Socrates and Nowhere Wolves. At 8 p.m. at the Government Center, Plastic Crime Wave Syndicate. Yeah, Clear Creek SP. At 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, American Aquarium with Darren Bradbury. At 8 p.m. at the Spirit Lodge, we have Mary Jane Dunphy with A Low Rose Trellis and Edgar Am. All right. At 8 p.m. at Thunderbird, we have Joy Wave with Honey. Now let's talk about Friday, the 13th of September. At 6 p.m., Preserving Underground has Exist with Pohawk. At 6 p.m. at the Roxian, you have Bad Flower with Sloth Thrust and Missio. At 6:30 p.m. at Stage AE, you have Charles Wesley Godwin with 49 Winchester. At 7 p.m. at the Spirit Hall, you have Goat Whore with Vitriol, Necrofire, and Victims of Contagion. At 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, you have Towns Pipil and RH Pioneers. And 8 p.m. at the Government Center, you have Frame and Mantle, Patchwork, Elementra, and More Than Adequate. At 8 p.m. at the Pittsburgh Winery, you have Veronica Swift. At 8 p.m. at the Spirit Lodge, you have Neon Jungle with Cut-Ups, Tom Brown, Pittsburgh Open Decks, and Mr. Ow. At 8 p.m. at the Thunderbird, you have Brachtopus with The Kind Thieves. And at 9 p.m. at Certain Death 2, Detour 12-year anniversary featuring Analog Soul, Sean Rudiman Live, Clark Price, B2B, Gusto, Niam, B2B, and Alex in Exile. That, my friends, was the WRCT music calendar. If you or your organization would like to post an event on our calendar, please send an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. So please also, dear friends and landlords, please send notices at least 1 week in advance of the event date and include the venue, artist name, date, time, and a short description. All right, let's continue, buddies.
Yeah, it was 11.
POV take 6.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start with the walking. This is like a baby. This is like a guy. Like a wino, man. I miss it this time. We'll call a break. Call the group.
B.O.B. takes up.
One, two, three, four. Lunch, 1 hour.
Joe.
B-O-V, take 8.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play.
B-O-V, take 11.
Bold. Bold, you.
All right, 2, 3, 4.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walk. Oops. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking.
B-O-V, take 12.
Yeah.
This is Elvis calling from heaven. I'm sorry it had to be this way.